This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The Answer San Diego presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, all part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. All right, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Are we on? Can you?
Now we're on. There we are. All right, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning.
Good morning. It's Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
I'm not on. Oh, there I am.
Yeah, you are. I can hear you.
Yeah. Good morning. Saturday.
Well, you could just yell louder over to my mic from wherever you are over there. We are social distancing. Kevin is 6.5 feet across the studio from me. We bring our own windscreens, which we put on the... what are you laughing about?
Oh, it's just the things in today. And yeah, what's normal these days?
No, we're social distancing. There's nothing normal about that.
They say it's the new normal.
It's the new normal. It is. Yeah, I'm... how long are you going to be wearing masks? All these great things. But that has nothing to do with cars. Although you can get a mask for the front of your car if you like. Right? They're called bras.
Do they even make those anymore? Remember when they was popular in the 90s and 80s?
That's a car mask for your car. You might want to look up on Amazon and see if you can find a mask for your car. Then your car will be social distancing also.
The truckers still use them, though, on the front of their grills.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
For cold weather to keep the truck a little bit warm and blah, blah, blah. So.
Yeah, what they make now is I've seen this thing that they put on that they like. It's clear and it's actually bonded to the paint, but it will not. So if rocks hit it, there's no chips and stuff. That's what those used to be for, is to prevent from getting rock chips and all that. Although some of them weren't that cute.
And some of them would actually rub the paint off the car from the wind, you know, moving it around in the car. So once you put it on there, you couldn't take it off because now you got all the marks from the...
With that thing, it would bunch of scratches or discolored from the... So that would not discolor from the sun, and the rest of the paint job would discolor.
Exactly.
Life is so interesting with things. So then what's the use is my point.
So that's why I never had one.
I never had a brawl or a mask for your car.
But I remember growing up in Ohio with the older cars, you would have to put cardboard in front of your radiator to keep your car, or otherwise it wouldn't get warm in the winter.
Your heater wouldn't, which when it was cold as heck, you're not kidding, man.
That was in the minus degree, you know, weather.
Remember those days. I always tell people, they're like, oh, don't you miss living in Ohio? No. Get up in the morning, like a foot of snow on the ground, and it's negative 12, and you got to go out and start your car. You run back in, and you stand in the kitchen drinking coffee, staring at your car for 30 minutes like you're, I hope it's warming up out there. And then when you go to drive off, we used to have bias ply tires, especially on the mudders we run on the truck, and it'd be like driving on eggs for about 10 miles. This is ridiculous. Anyway, all good stuff. All right, folks, just reminiscing a little bit there and running down memory road. We don't really have those problems here in San Diego, California so much as it doesn't get that cold. If it gets that cold, negative degrees, we're all going to have a big problem here for sure. Palm trees are going to be mad. There's going to be all kinds of stuff.
Well, if it gets that cold here, that means it's going to get really cold in Wisconsin.
Good thing. It could flip around. You never know. All right, folks, we appreciate you joining us this morning here at Auto Talk Radio. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks up in North County for heading up to 28 years now. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out there in East County, taking care of folks at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved and SMOG certified out there. For rolling up on 7 years now. And then we have West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and SMOG certified there in Central San Diego, taking care of folks for over 3 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, right in the Golden Triangle across the freeway here from the studios, taking care of folks over there for over a year. Used to be Miramar 76 and rolled Dan's facility into ours. if anybody used to listen to us previously on our last station, Dan used to be on the radio with me and for quite a long time. And when it was time for Dan to retire and move on, we decided to roll it into our facility and kind of combine forces so that Dan didn't have to work all the time. So that over at 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, like I said, for over a year now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, employees, myself, and everybody else come together to bring you Auto Talk for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy. That is, we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. It means we would never recommend a service or repair on your vehicle. Wouldn't recommend to our own family members. So that's the way we treat everybody like family. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Keep in mind, we are here to try to help folks. I mean, there's a lot going on these days, obviously, along with offering that so we can get you financed. And you can always reuse that card anytime. And the six-month thing is very helpful with what we've had going on with, obviously, the coronavirus. Some folks are out of work, you know, people that heart goes out to that in industries that can't be open or open and closed. And you know what? We're here to help you in any way we can as far as that goes. Also, a reminder that we're going through extra sanitary items to make sure your keys are sanitized, things are wiped down when we're done with your vehicle, et cetera, before we return it to you. Very important to us. Keeping you safe. Keeping all of our employees safe, very important. So that's why we put those procedures into place to make sure that everybody's being safe and taken care of. If you roll into our facility, you'll find everybody's wearing a mask as required, you know, in the service office and that. And we're just here to help you and try to keep you and your family safe also. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis. Get your vehicle in if you think you're having a transmission concern. Let our experts diagnose it and verify. We see too many vehicles out there that come in, had a transmission repair, didn't fix the problem, ends up being something else. It's not even sometimes transmission related, or it's something minor and they've been recommended to replace the transmission, et cetera. So be careful with that. And if you think you have a transmission problem, get into us. We'll get you taken care of in any of our four locations. We also have shuttle rides to and from work or home that are no charge for our clients, along with low-cost rental vehicles at any of our four locations. Hit up westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. From there, you can go see my Automan segments where I'm the Automan on the CW and Fox 5 every week news. You can also go to Auto Talk Radio, and all of our podcasts are listed there. So anytime. If you need to email us, you can do so at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But like I said, hop on the West Automotive Group site. You can also make appointments, et cetera, from there and get into any of our locations. We're here to help, for sure. If you want to call us this morning, 888-344-1170, 888-344-1170, anything automotive related. We're talking about some maintenance myths and things like that today, but anything you got that's automotive related, we're here to talk to you about. That's 888-344-1170. All right, so maintenance myths we're talking about, but it looks like Larry in Oceanside has a question. So let's find out what Larry's got going on. Good morning, Larry.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing amazing. How about yourself?
I could be better, but
right. What's going on?
I got a 2007 Nissan Frontier. You guys done work on it? I remember maybe 7 years ago, I opened up the red. You spoke about how the transmissions were manufactured faulty. Mm-hmm. And I opened up, he said, look at the your radiator. It was like chocolate milk in there.
Yeah, actually what it was, it's not the transmissions, but the radiators in those from the factory tend to split the cooler. And then that would get coolant or antifreeze or ethylene glycol into the transmission sometimes.
But and you put another little cooler up in front.
Correct.
It's been a good truck, you know, and you guys have serviced it and all that. It's got 340,000 miles on it. And but I'm at that point where the water pump, you guys replaced the water pump maybe 5 years ago and mm-hmm. stuff. I don't know if I should get rid of it or, you know, invest in it. And if I do the water pump, what else you got to do? You got to do the idlers because it's got a chain. It doesn't have a timing belt.
Yeah, no. So you can just do a water pump on it and you don't have to replace the timing chain and all that. That water pump is external belt driven on that vehicle. So there's nothing related to the timing components whatsoever. I mean, as far as that goes. So here's the thing, Larry. I personally don't know the rest of the condition of your truck. As you know, or maybe you don't know, my truck that I drive has 350,000 miles on it, too. So
yeah,
but I just keep servicing it. I mean, there's at some point, obviously, me and the truck are going to have to separate. That's going to be a sad day, but because I really do like that truck. But my point is that, you know, doing the stuff, I don't have if I lost the motor for some reason, I probably would separate with the truck. You know what I mean? Something major like that now at this point. But then again, it just depends. Is it doing what you need it to do? Do you use this truck for work or?
No, I'm retired. So okay. It's like, you know, helping out my kids in their houses. I'm always doing something around and you know, take the dogs.
Okay, so it's a Home Depot runner, you know, or got to help the kids move some furniture or got to do different things
that's it.
So
yeah, that's it. And
is this can I ask you, is this a 4-cylinder or a V6?
It's a V6.
It's a V6. It doesn't have a timing belt.
No.
It's a chain on this motor? Okay. What year is it again?
The 2007.
2007. Okay. So
I think I'm gonna take it up to Escondido and you know, it's probably going to cost about $1,000 for a water pump and all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
I can afford that. That's something. But I don't know. It's just a tough decision. And I get that sticker shock when I look at new stuff.
Well, you ain't kidding. $1,000's not even the tax you got to pay on something new. So, and if you the truck, so you have another daily driver also. Is that correct then? Another car?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know what, though? I mean, for that, if this truck does all those errand things for you and keep around a spare, I mean, if you have to spend, you know, $1,000 or right around in there to keep it on the road and then it's still doing those things, there's no reason to go out and buy a new truck because that's just way more money spent without question. So, I agree with you on that. I get it in. Let's get it looked at, figure out, you know, what it needs. And from that, then you can make a determination. But for sure, you know, I mean, I would spend... way rather spend $1,000 on a second vehicle that I, you know, it's still in good order and I can use for those things than go out and spend $50,000 on it. I mean, let's be honest with each other, $40,000 to $50,000. If you want to go buy, you know, anything, even like a new Ford Ranger or one of the new Nissan pickup, anything like that, you're still up around $40,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
The supply low is for used trucks now are out, you can't buy.
Well, yeah, that's especially here in Southern California because they last so long, like yours with so many miles on it, you know. So just one of those things. But yeah, I mean, $1,000 is, you know, I always tell people, and I was talking to somebody the other day about a vehicle and just important about what they said, well, brakes. And I know I said, whoa, wait a minute. So I don't care what age your vehicle is. You buy a new vehicle, whatever, you have to change the oil, service fluids. You got, you know, at mileages, you have to do brakes. That's all maintenance stuff that comes with every vehicle. Yeah. So just look at repair is what it's costing you a year, and that's where I tend to help people make a decision.
Yeah, I'll take it up there. Pay that $150 for
it just leaking coolant?
Yeah.
Well, they'll pressure test it. That's under $100. They can also do the AAA 40 point, which is no charge. So you'll be under $100 to get her checked out and find out what's going on.
Yeah, that's all I'll do. I'll make an appointment.
Let us know, Larry. Hey, thanks for the call and thanks for listening, man. Have a safe, wonderful weekend.
Nah, and I've already got the new phone number in my head already. So
the new phone number too.
For you guys.
Here, the 888 number. Oh, perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we appreciate you listening. Talk to you soon.
All right, man, I appreciate you guys' good work, too. Thanks
Larry. Take care, buddy. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Anyway, good thoughts, though. Still, that's a good second vehicle, no question.
Well,
get it out running.
Think about this anyways. A decent new truck payment is going to be, between $500 and $700 a month anyways? That $1,000 is already spent in 2 weeks. You get what I'm saying?
I mean, in 2 months,
Or 2 months,
correct,
sorry.
Correct, absolutely. All right, folks, give us a call here, 1-888-888-888. 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break real quick, and you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way on The Answer San Diego. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back. Sorry, me and Kevin are laughing about something. There's always one amazing person. So I have to apologize. I mean, I don't know everything about every car. There's no, and I never ever claim to. So Kevin, when we got off, and Kevin spends more time obviously working in the shop than I do. And Kevin's like, oh, that is a V6, and that one is chain driven. And there are some chain driven water pumps out there. Not near as many as there are not chain-driven water pumps. Am I correct to that, Kevin?
Exactly.
So we're looking at this, and yeah, that
it's becoming
Nissan,
more common though.
Yeah, on it some is. Cars, yeah, just and depends on the manufacturing things like that. So some rocket scientist out there though listening to us, I wanted to call in and make sure that I was corrected. once again,
it just
I don't. Yeah, I always tell folks, and if you listen to this show regularly, you will know I'm a master tech. There is no way in heck when you talk to me about something, unless it's something that we deal with day in and day out. I mean, I'm sure that I know things about transmissions that would just blow people's mind. Why? Because we've been dealing with them for so long. But at the same time, a lot of things with cars, folks, I do look them up because I'm like, okay, well, but I have all the information to look up. And when I look it up, I know exactly what it is when it's telling me what it is. It's not like, oh, I got to research this. So we looked it up, and Kevin's like, oh, it's changing. I'm like, oh, yeah, like that 2007 has phasers on it and everything else. So, yeah, it is what it is. You know, just want to make sure that I put that out there. So, yes, I don't know everything. Kevin thinks I know everything.
No, I just
easy.
The guy that called in.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you're laughing about. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. So, anyway. Yeah, so it's hard to know everything about every automobile. Well, there's a lot of makes and manufacturers.
It's no different than being an engineer, and he's still got to look at the blueprints to see what they're talking about. I mean, that's just the way it goes. I mean, everything changes on a thing to thing, so you still got to look at it. It's just the differences when you look at the thing, you automatically understand it, which a lot of people could read information and still not understand. That's the difference there, because things do change constantly. And they'll never stay the same. Which is a good thing, I guess.
That is true. It will never stay the same. That's for sure. Oh, look, it's Dan. Hey, Dan, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, good. I was just being yelled at a few minutes ago, but it's all good. you know that. You remember that, right? We've been yelled at before.
Oh, not the first time, Brian. It's not
No. I was just explaining how, although I know a lot about cars, I don't know every make and model and design of every engine. So me and Kevin were laughing a little bit about that because somebody had called and said that, he wasn't very nice. Anyway.
Yeah. No, well, I was listening. Timing chain, you know, and that one too. I said, we can't know everything about everything. But, you know, I tell you what, it's hard for me to sit back and listen to you guys every weekend and not jump in the game. I really do miss it.
Hey, well, you know, you can call in anytime.
Or you can come sit in anytime.
Yeah. Next time you're over here, come sit in. Exactly.
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. So I said, I've been with all the stuff that we have been going through. Mm-hmm. I've been a little bit more fortunate than you guys as far as the social distancing and stuff like that out here. So, you know, my hat's off to you guys for taking care of business out there. I know it's a tough road to hoe.
Phew, man, it's been different, that's for sure. But, you know, folks are getting things. It seems like life, I mean, except for you have to wear a mask everywhere you go and all that, but the rest of life seems to be getting back to a little bit more normal. There's a lot more people out traveling around, things like that. So, which is good to see. Good to see. Yeah. I think we're going to see a lot more people doing a lot of camping this year or with their motorhomes, et cetera.
Yeah. I was talking to a buddy of mine that actually works in a motorhome factory. They can't build them and keep them fast enough. There's a waiting list.
Yeah, you know, I was telling somebody the other day, they were talking to me about, man, I'd love to have a diesel pusher. I said, wait about 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
The market's going to be flooded with them.
Yep.
You can pick up a used one for a really good price. When all of this is passed and people are back to doing things that they were doing, like flying and traveling out of the country, stuff,
they'll be selling the motorhomes.
There'll be motorhomes for sale for sure. So,
Motorhomes and boats.
Boats. That's it, too. If you want a really nice boat, just wait a little while. You got it.
Yeah, because I just sold my boat a while back, and I've been trying to find another one for a little bit of an upgrade. And I'm going to have to hold off because people are just throwing prices out there just to see if it sticks. It's unbelievable.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. And I'm sure there's a lot of people. Well, everybody is looking for a recreational or family vacation kind of thing where they can be social distancing, right? And you buy a boat, you buy a motorhome, you can keep the family together, go do your thing, and stay away from other folks. And you're not staying in a hotel where somebody else stayed, et cetera. You're in your, it's kind of like your own house, you know, with you're safe. Yeah. So makes sense.
Yeah, but as you know, like you say, in a couple of years when the kids are playing Pop Warner and baseball and softball and track meets, the motorhome's going to be sitting there because they're going to be busy on the weekends again.
Correct. I want everybody to know we fix motorhomes too.
No, absolutely. Kevin could probably relate to this. My social distancing lately has been lockers front and rear on the Bronco with dirt road, cold beverages, cold sandwiches, sit up on a hill somewhere by myself. It's beautiful.
That's good. You do bring Deb along, right?
Oh, sometimes.
Well, make sure and tell Deb we said hi.
That's the way I always live, but now the hills are getting more and more populated, though.
Yeah, not up my neck of the woods. We're okay still.
Good.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got plenty of way out there places you can get to that I'm sure nobody's there. But
every day is a different dirt road. You know, you could travel every day up here.
Well, Dan, and what Kevin's talking about is I, as you know, so the gyms are closed. I'm sure they're closed there too. So now I've been doing, instead of doing, exercising, and I always hiked and did all that stuff anyway, but you go out on a hiking trail, man, they're just packed with people, whereas you wouldn't see people if you went out on one of those, before. There's tons of more. It seems like all of a sudden that everybody's just out exercising.
Hey, that one 24-hour fitness we passed on the way.
Yeah.
What was that? Say that again, Dan.
What's that?
What we missed. Yeah. What did you just say?
I said, everybody's got to get out and about. And guys like you that, go to the gym all the time, you can't. So what do? You hit the trails.
That's right.
They're like, what else, buddy?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I have been keeping myself up busy out here, because I do live up in rancher country. And these cowboys go out there and they just beat the heck out of their equipment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so
that's good stuff.
I took an old 76 sign and hung it on the shop and got it back in business.
Well, you have a big old pole barn or building there that on your property, right? That's a shop.
And I brought an above ground hoist up with me and all that. Yeah, I just
nice.
Was busy doing other stuff, but these ranchers keep coming to me with broken stuff. So it's like, well, we might as well hang the shingle up and get back to work.
Hey, the good way to go, man. Good way to go.
It is. All righty.
All right.
Well, I will stay in touch with you guys, and you guys hang in there. Kevin's good talking to you. Brian, you guys take care and keep up the good fight, okay?
Will do. You too, Dan. Everybody stay safe out there. Hope to see you soon.
All right. Do the same, brother.
All right, brother. Take care, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, I noticed on the way here that 24-hour fitness, the one on the, what's the road, the
Ted Williams Parkway or 56, I think.
If you notice that 24-hour fitness there, I looked off to the right this morning.
That and the one in La Jolla are the only two that are open, and that's because everything's outside.
Yeah, everything's outside. I've noticed it.
That's because they have a fenced-in area where they could put it all in. I saw they put tents up over
there.
And I actually saw it on my app, but two of them are open in San Diego County. That's
that means that place is going to be packed.
Well, not really. I was actually looking, not to do an advertisement for them, but I was looking on the app, and you could get a reservation. You got to do it by reservation. So you could get and there's only so many people allowed. You get a reservation pretty quickly. So that means there's not that many people going there.
Okay, they don't want to be there.
So then. Even when they opened the gyms before, the one at the mall, and stuff, it was there. You could get a reservation pretty quick. They still had plenty of slots. So
right.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but we'll see. I
mean, people are scared sometimes.
That may be it, too. That may be it, too.
Yeah, so. I personally do it in my garage. So.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of people are doing now. And I bought a bench and had ordered weights and all that when this first started. When they said, we may close the gym, I was like, Amazon. So I had a lot of friends that waited, and then they're like, oh, I can't buy anything. I was like, well, that's because people like me bought it all.
Online shopping got a bump when this happened because all the stores closed. So
well, no question.
Where else were you going to shop at, right?
No question. I mean, Amazon stock probably went through the roof. So all good. But one of those things. All right, folks, give us a call here. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. And like I said, so when Dan called, one of the things we were talking about was like, yes, you can't know everything about every automobile. That's like if I start asking you questions about a Ferrari, like unless you work on those things, we'd really have to look it up now, wouldn't we, Kevin?
Yes.
See, it's not something that's I'm going to know off the top of my head. It just don't work that way.
I know it has an engine in it. It has a transmission. It has four tires.
It does have
We hope it has four tires.
Well, yeah, as long as it hasn't hit anything, right, it has four tires. It's all good. So anyway, yes, good stuff. I always tell folks, if I don't know, I'll find the answer, though. And I know how it all works as far as if you tell me like, oh, it's a chain-driven water pump. Okay, well, I know how that works. And I've seen it before. So one of those things. Anyway, give us a call, 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related? Let's see. So we're talking about automotive maintenance myths. Right? Myth.
It's a myth.
Myth. So back in the day, one of the things is 3,000-mile oil changes. We have now moved at all of our facilities, the West Automotive Group, all we use is full synthetic oil. And if you look, we have the best prices on full synthetic oil when it comes to oil changes. No question about it. I'm telling you, for regular little four-cylinder cars and that, they're like between $55 and $64 with tax and everything right in there. No question. So, people in our reviews even put that best price on a full synthetic oil change. The reason why is because we buy in bulk and I did a special deal with an oil company and we buy in bulk. Everything is full synthetic, all weights, for a couple reasons. Number one, because things like Dexos and all that need to be in specific oil for GMs now. This all has the additives in it. Didn't have to go, oh, well, you have a GM vehicle, so we need to pull full synthetic in. It's as much more. I got tired of doing that. I didn't think that was good. So we switched to everything's full synthetic. No matter what it is, when you bring your car in for a service, get full synthetic oil. Plain and simple. Doesn't matter. So, and the price is very competitive to a synthetic blend that a lot of folks are using. So the upsell thing where people bump the price up for full synthetic, we don't do that. We don't have that. So it doesn't exist. I don't know what to say. Even all the transmission fluid we use, full synthetic.
Well, that's pretty much what everybody's gone to.
I know. So. Exactly. That's my point. So anyway, that's what we're doing. So the 3,000-mile oil change, which that is kind of a myth now. You don't really need to. You know, most cars we recommend 5,000 miles if you're keeping a good working order with the full synthetic. You get up in high mileage, sometimes we'll recommend a drop down, you know, 4,500 or 4,000 miles just to keep the vehicle good and looked at. Just one of those items that's very important. So that is the start of our myths that sometimes end. So the 3,000-mile oil change, you can switch to 5. All right, folks, we are going to have to take our last break here. Give us a call, though, 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 1170, The Answer. Be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way on The Answer San Diego. And get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. All right, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. We're talking about some myths, and we're just getting kind of
started.
You're
getting good with that phone number, by the way. Just
888-344-1170. Yeah. I forgot the other one already. So. So I like this one, though. 888-344.
It kind of rhymes, doesn't it?
Man, it ends in 1170. That's amazing. Good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about cars, man. Let's talk about cars and service and myths and things like that. So things that are right, things that are wrong. Should you check your owner's manual? You know what's funny about things like this? Like, so the owner's manual thing,
it doesn't really give you when to do things, though. The owner's manual is kind of bland.
So, and I'll be honest with you. So, when we're talking about servicing things, the West Automotive Group, we have come up with the specific service recommendations for time and mileage on things. They are not specifically the manufacturer's recommendation for specific reasons. We know these things break down before they recommend. And we tell our clients, this is not what your manual recommends. This is not what the manufacturer recommends. But if you want to take care of your investment, this is what we recommend.
Well,
all the time.
It's kind of like transmission fluid changes.
Correct.
I had a
conversation 2 days ago with a BRR rep about that. We were talking about a Fiat, and he was asking me questions about Fiat. He says, yeah, and actually he was working on something else and with somebody, and somebody that he knew, and he called to ask me questions. And he says, so this facility recommended like 20,000 miles to service the trans on this Fiat. And I said, well, how did they recommend it? That's always my question. You know, did they say, if you want to take care of your investment, this is a great idea, because we recommend 18 to 20,000 miles or once a year.
Well, I was going to say, I'd say 15, but
yeah, if you want to do, I do my truck, my cars, anything I own, I do every single year. So whether I drive 15,000, it's just
12,000, whatever.
It's just easier for me. And I know, and it stays serviced. I'm telling you now, 350,000 miles on that truck, you pull the pan off, and you know, you've seen inside of it, Kevin.
It's clean.
You pull the pan off, and it looks like it was brand new without question.
Well, that's the thing. That's
what keeps them going, right?
Yes. Well, you got to remember, a transmission is going to be constantly making metal because it's metal parts rubbing together.
Planetaries, hardening, all that stuff.
It's the solenoids and the valve body that you're worried about, that fine metal. You're not worried about big metal because that's not going to hang up a solenoid.
Well, if you get big metal, you're done anyway.
But my point is, the fine metal is what's killing the solenoids, and especially the new PWM solenoids.
Sandpapering the valve body.
So even though the manufacturer says blah, 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 my personal, I can sell it as, you know what, this is why I suggest it. And da, 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 da. And especially like BMWs, mm-hmm. They're almost the worst. They're saying lifetime fluid in their cars. Well, the problem is the fluid might stay stable. It's all the crap floating in the fluid.
That's correct. Which, so in the valve bodies we have now are aluminum type of lightweight metal, whatever it is. I don't know.
Yes, and they wear out fast.
Well, you have steel valves, and then you don't service it, and you run all this fine metal that you're talking about through there, and it's like sandpaper continuously. And keep in mind, those valves are going back and forth consistently, right?
It's not, well, that, and it's also, the valve bodies wear out faster in this day and age because the valve oscillates in the valve so much more to try to give you smooth shifts. To control the line pressure better. Right. I mean, for obvious reasons.
They've used a lot of pulse width modification on all kinds of things.
And if you keep the fluid clean, the valve won't wear as much. I mean, because obviously the fluid's clean.
Well,
and it's lubricating well. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so take the valve with clean fluid, and then take the valve and put metal particles, which are like sand, in there. What's going to happen with anything?
It's like using a file, then.
It is like using a that's like that valve is a file. Exactly.
Yes.
That's okay. So, and those things wear out. But the important part to that is, when you do that and you don't keep it clean and it wears out quicker, valve bodies, when valves hang up or solenoids hang up stuff, that's when you damage clutch packs, et cetera. And that's when you get into the transmission fails in short order.
Yes.
So service, the thing you said, that's why we don't that's why we recommend what we do. That's my point. So in the conversation we were having, and I said, well, if they said it's the manufacturer recommends it, then that's leading the consumer wrong. Without question. But if you said to the consumer, hey, look, manufacturer does not recommend this. We recommend it, and this is why. And it depends on what you want to do. And Mr. Consumer, you get to make the decision. Because what I always tell folks is, get it diagnosed properly, or get a recommendation, or get all the information, and then you can make an educated decision, which is important. So when talking about this service, that's how we like to help our clients out. Like, hey, look, you service a trans on this thing. You're just taking care of your investment. At 18 to 20,000 or 15,000, whatever you do it, once a year, let's call it. You're just taking care of your investment. And in the long run, it's the only thing you can do. It's like buying insurance. It's the only thing you can do to extend the life of this component. That's it. Or you can leave the old fluid in there, drive it till it's 100,000 miles and get new fluid with a new transmission, or remanufactured, or us rebuilding the transmission. Either way you want. That's just a way more expensive way to do it, if you want my opinion. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's
fixed my own transmission.
Well,
I don't want to talk about consumers. I don't want to spend. This is my problem, though. I don't want to spend my entire weekend working on my truck
Good point. Well, that's a great point. So the point, it's still that whether it's just your time or actually money, it's still money.
An investment.
Time is money. It's an investment. You're right. So the point of that is we want to extend the life of our vehicles. That's why we service them the way we do. That's why my truck has 350,000 miles on it and continues to go. And go because I service it. I change the oil, check the brakes, I clean things, replace fluids, coolant. Another one is coolant. Ethylene glycol, green coolant, regular coolant, we recommend 2 years or 24,000 miles. Extended life coolant, 3 years or 50,000 miles. Although manufacturers recommend 5 years, 100,000 miles on that coolant. I'm telling you now, if you wait, then seal failures, breakdown of coolant inside of the cooling system, which starts to plug it up. Deterioration of gaskets.
Well, that's
aluminum.
I'm thinking intake gaskets are probably the worst because
It eats them up.
Well, and when you blow those, you're dumping coolant into the engine, which is not good for the bearings, and
you could take out a whole motor.
Yeah, and then you're blowing it out the exhaust and
catalytic converter coolant. Yeah. They don't like coolant. The other part to that is the coolant becomes acidic and starts at or changes its state and starts attacking all kinds of the metals inside there, which becomes an issue, right?
Yes.
Without question. So just important stuff as far as that goes when it comes to coolant and servicing the vehicle. It's so inexpensive. Why would you not do it on a very expensive investment? You buy a new car. We were just talking about it. You drop anywhere from even a cheaper car, $35,000 to $50,000, right?
Yes.
I mean, just for a car, you know? I mean, if you start buying stuff, like you want to buy a Cadillac or something like that, now you're 60, 70.
70, 80, 90, 100.
Buy yourself one of them nice Escalades. Now you're 100 grand.
I was going to say, I want to say the Escalade and the, what's the Ford one that's kind of like the Escalade?
The Navigator.
The Navigator. I want to say
even know if Ford has a Navigator anymore.
Yes, they do.
Anymore. Do they?
And I looked them up just to check prices on them just because.
What were they?
They were pretty much $100,000. And both of them are about the same.
Well, they are. And $100,000, but they're decked out. No question.
Yeah,
I mean, they got everything on them. So.
But if you know what? I don't care who you are. I mean, I don't care if you're Bill Gates, whoever. If you buy a car like that, you'd think you'd want to take care of it. You know what I mean? I mean, still $100,000 is $100,000.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. I bought my truck used with 70,000 miles on it. I paid $7,000 for it. And I've been driving it. I think Zach was 12 then. He's now 27. So that's how I put all the rest of the miles on it. So, I mean, but I take care of it. I didn't spend 100 grand on it. I didn't spend 10 grand on it when I bought it.
No, but I mean,
I love that truck.
That's my point. I don't care how much you spend on something. It seems like
you want to take care of it. That's my point. All right. Let's go to Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning,
what's
boys.
Up, Pop? What's happening?
Hey, well, this guy's voice sounds familiar.
You sound familiar. Who are you?
There's another myth that has just been shot the heck here this morning.
What's that?
I thought my boys knew everything.
That's good. Well, I appreciate that. That's great.
And here I'm finding out this morning that you really don't.
Our producer was telling us that somebody called and wasn't very nice. Yeah. And said, said some mean things, and Kevin was laughing about it. And I was like, what, am I supposed to know everything? Actually, when we were talking about that, Kevin's holding up his phone and pointing at it for me. But I got to be honest with you, I my eyes aren't near as good as they were from that far away, and I'm like, all I see is this little scrambled thing on a screen. You know, and I'm all, what are you doing? So
I'm pointing at the water pump.
He's pointing at the water pump, and I can't. All I see is just like a blurb on this little phone screen. I'm like, I don't know.
You know what?
I'm shaking my head. I don't know what you're pointing at.
I need one of those white erase boards in here. You know, the marker ones, and I can just start drawing on it.
Oh no, we don't want that either, do we, Dad?
Should I wheel that in here every Saturday?
Well. I'll tell you, it gets worse because at one point you can't see, you can't hear,
Yeah, but that's when life gets good, you know? Now you're all starting to believe that you're on this planet by yourself.
Great. No, so yeah, we were just talking about, and now especially, I mean, let's face it, in the 60s, we pretty much, 70s, most technicians dealt with the big three. And you could pretty much know if you worked on college. I mean, there was some exotics that came in, but not a ton, you know, that the general technician worked on. So now we have so many different makes and models and designs, and they change them all the time. And so you can never know everything. I'm sure you would attest to that. So the point to that was that, hey, you know what? I know how it works. So if you tell me about what it is, then I know how it works, and I can look it up and I can tell you everything about it. So that's all, hey, I can, that's,
you know,
all
what,
I can say.
Even in the 60s and 70s, things got a little bit weird. I mean, because look, a DeLorean would come out with his overhead cam in the GTO, the straight six motor that... You know, it was a little bit different than everybody else.
The DeLorean had a Volvo motor.
Yeah, but that was no. That was when he was working for Pontiac.
Oh, okay.
And he built, yeah, because he did a lot of good things for GM.
So he built one before that, before the production one.
Well, it came in the I want to say the Firebirds or in the.
You're talking about the motor that he designed.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant the car.
So there was always something weird in the automotive factory. Even when you thought you were right in there, then somebody would come along and do something weird and. Yeah, mess you all up again.
Well, that's just like, what's the...
You guys never cease to amaze me, though, with the knowledge that you do have, with the number of vehicles that we have, the different models, makes, the number of years that you've been in this business now, and you guys are on top of it, and it's great. It was good to hear from Dan this morning, and I just wanted to throw my 2 cents worth in, as usual, so... You two have a blessed day and a blessed week, and stay safe.
Yes.
We're going to try. You do so, Pop. You do too. Tell Marianne happy birthday. I know it's her birthday.
Happy birthday.
We already texted Jeff happy birthday yesterday. That's our older brother.
I wonder if he's listening right now.
I doubt he's listening, but it's all good. He's probably sleeping in. It's his birthday. Anyway, have a safe, wonderful weekend.
Okay. Love you guys.
Love you too. Take care. Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Anyway, great. See, we fixed another myth. He thought we knew everything.
I know. See, we are there.
Now you run it, didn't you? You're so impressive. all good stuff. Yeah, so anyway, I mean, when it comes down to knowing things and stuff, for an example, we were just talking about DeLorean. A lot of people wouldn't know a DeLorean, the car, when he made the car, it had a Volvo V6 in it.
Yes.
That was the motor.
You know the funny thing about Volvo, when he came out with the DeLorean, that car was not quick. It would go fast.
The car was heavier. It was stainless steel.
Yeah, but because it was kind of underpowered. But that car could handle. I mean, you could go around a corner, dude, and just and that car would not lean.
Mid-engine. That's why.
Oh, just.
Just like any mid-engine, that's why Ferraris and them handle so well. You put the center of gravity low and all the weight in the center low in the car, it runs like it's on rails. I mean, you can't go wrong.
I think if that guy would have had a couple more years, I mean, because when he worked for Pontiac, he came out, he did some really good things for Pontiac. He did some, like, their GTOs and stuff. He had a lot of his hands and stuff like their.
Man, some of those GTO Spiders, remember the V6 ones?
Yes.
Boy, they'd fly, too. That was like getting in a bucket trying to, don't hit anything in it.
But I think if that guy would have had a couple more years, I think he could have done some really good things with that car.
Probably not got arrested also
drug
dealing.
You've noticed, though, anybody it's got a... very inspirational like that. I mean, like, for some reason they always get themselves hooked up on drugs. I don't know if they're trying to self-medicate or what they're doing, but
no, you can't say that. I don't know all these people. There's very few people. I don't even think he's doing drugs. I think he was selling drugs or something. He was making money, man. I don't know. Not my deal nor my thing. I was a kid.
That guy came out with some. He just, I mean, for the automotive things, he did a lot of good things.
He did. He had a lot of engineering. Ideas and things like that. That in some of them could have been worked out to come to better tune. I do agree with you on
that. And you know what? That's why I don't know.
Another example of a car is a Rolls Royce. Rolls Royces in the day had Chevy trannies in them.
Yes.
And Chevy powertrains.
400s.
Most people didn't know that.
Different bell housing.
Some Rolls Royce motors, but then, different bell housing, but a 400 Chevy trannies. Why? Because when Rolls Royce put that together, they were like, well, we can just buy these from GM.
Well, not only
they'll put them together for us, and we can use it. And not that it was a bad tranny. That was before overdrive.
You know, the funny thing is, because the 400 has always been a strong.
Rock strong.
Yeah.
Well, and that car is another heavy car.
Well,
exactly.
It was made to have your mini bars and everything in the back. I mean, that was a...
prestigious car back then.
It still is these days.
And you didn't drive your own Rolls Royce. If you had a Rolls Royce, you had somebody driving you. So
today, new ones people drive. But I mean, they're also very heavy cars, but they're heavy because they ride so nicely.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in the way they're built. So my point is, there's a lot of things about cars that people that own them or even that see them and that appreciate them don't even know. Like the fact that those had 400 Chevy trannies in them. You know, you're right. The case was different. But everything else about it was a 400 Chevy tranny. The planetaries, everything were the same. That came out of a Chevy pickup truck.
Yes, yes.
So that's what it was.
They were strong, though. They didn't, you know.
They did the job, and that's what they were looking to do without question. So good stuff. So anyway, if you ever wondered what tranny was in a Rolls Royce, now you know it was a Chevy tranny. Another myth busted. Yes. That it was Rolls Royce. Anyway. They're all good. All right, so as we're moving down these this morning, and we appreciate everybody's calls. Man, the hour flies by. Chassis lubrication. Do you know what a Zert fitting is? I'm asking everybody out there, not you.
I know, but you know the weird thing is a lot of them don't put Zert fittings in their ball joints. I still say ball joint, even though it's a tie rod end. It's still a ball joint.
In their joints.
Yeah, so.
Tie rod ends. Ball joints. Well, some cars still have ball joints.
But I mean,
even front wheel drives that have McPherson struts have lower ball joints.
Well, I meant like, because even tie rod ends are technically a ball joint. I mean, you know what I mean?
They are a joint that has a ball in it.
So
you're right.
When I say ball joint, most of them, they don't put Zert fit in any of the ball joints anymore. So you look underneath a car.
Even idler arms, which aren't ball fit. I mean, like, you know, where they pivot.
Yeah, yeah.
And also the ball part of them. Most of those don't. Cars will have one or two sometimes.
Yes.
Like, you know, my truck has a total of two from the factory.
But then you put on the aftermarket stuff, they come with Zert fittings.
Zert fittings because they last longer. So the ball joints last, you know, longer and stuff like that. But yeah, correct. So a lot of those do not have Zert fittings on them. So chassis lubrication, unlike in the 70s, there was a Zert fitting on everything.
Yes.
There were Zert fittings on where the leaf springs, came to the eyelet things where they moved. They used to grease
shackles.
Those shackles. Yes, there you go. Thank you. On those, you would grease the shackles too on some of them.
Well, you don't get squeaky when you're going down the road.
You get squeaky, and also the bushings were made for grease, and they didn't wear out. A lot of them were brass and different things like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, but they lasted a long time that way. Actually, they outlasted the car sometimes.
Yes.
So as far as that went, but the. Just some things that, so now these days, there's not a lot of chassis lubrication. You do have to look. And if there is, then we hit those joints when we're servicing them. But most cars, I'd say 90% of cars these days don't have any Zert fittings when they come from the factory. If I had to know. Bigger trucks, some do. Motorhomes, stuff like that, still have some chassis Zert places and things like that.
Yes, yes. So, but other than, even, you know what, I've noticed even a lot of motorhomes, they don't have put the Zert fittings
probably
on.
Probably not now. No. I mean, they just don't. They put in these joints run on super high strength plastic in them, and they're made for last 80 to 100,000 miles. And
it's not only that, though, because with that plastic in there, if you lubed them, the plastic
would start to disintegrate.
Well, yeah, because the oils or
attacks.
Yeah,
plastic is made out of petroleum in the first place.
Yeah, so it attacks it.
It doesn't work well together.
That was the word I was looking for, petroleum.
Yeah. Anyway, petroleum for sure. So that's why. So a lot of the things we were talking about, services and different things. Fluid, like I said, power steering fluid. If you have power steering fluid, not electronic steering. A lot of vehicles have electronic steering nowadays. But if you have power steering fluid, once again, a hydraulic unit, 2 years, 24,000 miles, will change it out because it's very important to keep the slippers in the pump or the gears or whatever.
Even the
type
hoses.
Of pump, the hoses start to deteriorate. Yeah, correct. And fluid gets dirty, carries these contaminants. Power steering racks, the biggest problem we see with those is, like you said, the pump creates small particles. Why? It's metal running on metal. It's dirty. It runs it through the power steering rack. Those seals get eaten up and then they start leaking. If you want to put $1,000 to $2,500 power steering rack in your car, don't change the fluid out.
Exactly.
So 2 years, 24,000 miles. You do that, it keeps it good. And it keeps things good. Or a brake fluid. People like, I've heard older folks say, well, we never changed brake fluid before. Yeah, well, you didn't have ABS valving. You didn't have all these different things we have going on. And we've learned that the brake fluid moisture content and copper content raise the acidic value of the fluid, and it attacks solenoids and all kinds of hoses, all kinds of things in the brake system, right?
I got to tell you, on brake fluid, in a normal car that you're driving around by yourself, you may not like totally feel when you see the big results. Like if you're towing something heavy and you decide to start changing your fluid,
feel the results you're saying of it.
But like a if you're towing like, you know, 14,000 pounds and you change your brake fluid out, that's when you start to feel it because you know what?
It doesn't boil.
Yeah. So things like that, you don't get brake fade. You don't get, but that's when you feel it. It doesn't mean that it's not doing damage if you don't feel it, though.
Yeah. So in closing, easy enough. I mean, with that is the brake fluid has gets a high moisture content, then it tends to boil easier, yes, which causes problems. But it also wears everything. So servicing that with servicing the brakes just keeps that system in great working order. There's no question. So, and we check the over 200 parts per million contamination. It's time to replace the brake fluid. No question. So good stuff. All right. We're going to wind it down, guys. We appreciate everybody joining us every Saturday morning and staying tuned from 7 to 8 a.m. We're going to keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up, right?
Yes.
All right. And have everybody out there should have an amazing, amazing weekend.
I am. I'm going camping.
You're going camping. There you go. See, Kevin's doing the social distancing thing all over again, right?
Yeah, but I'm not doing anything different.
You're not doing anything different. That's true. All right, folks, check us out at West Automotive Group at westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. Be safe out there. Be nice to each other. And take good care of your car because your car loves you. Right, Kevin?
Yep.
That's good stuff.
My Chevys love me.
All right. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego. We'll be back next Saturday. Until then, be safe and be nice. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.